A Morgan Stanley financial advisor who does business in Alaska is recommending investors exercise caution as the U.S. financial system undergoes a watershed change. Joel Rosenblatt of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, says the proposed government bailout will have some effect on the general public.
May help some of the people who have mortgages that are in the possibility of default, and it does stabilize the market.
Rosenblatt, who has clients in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Valdez, and Cordova, says he's been fielding a lot of calls from nervous investors. Rosenblatt cautions against making any rash moves away from stocks.
Investors should resist selling out or going to cash. Cash really doesn't make any money, and money markets are not paying even basically the inflation rate.
Rosenblatt says the most important thing remains to be diversified and clear about risk tolerance, especially in light of the modern trading practices attributed with some of the blame for the current problems on Wall Street.
The market has become more speculative with the growth of hedge funds, which are not regulated, allow hedge fund managers to short to bet stocks will go down, maybe to bet more on stocks. There's a strategy called 130-30. Where they'll put 130% of their money into stocks they think will go up and 30% betting stocks will go down, so they can make money in both directions. But unbridled shorting caused a lot of havoc in the market and may have been one of the causes of Lehman going out of business.
Highly leveraged trading practices are likely on the way out. When Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs relinquished their standing as Wall Street's only remaining independent investment banks yesterday, they agreed to trading restrictions in exchange for government backing of investments.